It's been about 14 months since I closed my photography business and started working exclusively with online entrepreneurs. And in today's podcast, I wanted to walk you through exactly what I'm doing in order to get people who've never heard of me before interested in joining my high-ticket mastermind, even though I don't have a front-end course like many people do. So we are going to walk through my entire customer journey and funnel, and I cannot wait to explain why I'm doing what I'm doing and how I'm doing it to help you see what's working and hopefully give you some insight that might help with you in setting up your own funnel. Welcome to the Bright Entrepreneur Podcast, the podcast for online entrepreneurs who want to make both income and an impact, who believe we are brighter together and can make our greatest impact in the world by sharing our vision and empowering people to join us in it instead of trying to do it all alone. We'll talk about how to grow your business with intention, simplicity, and focus, with less hustle and more lifestyle design. If you're an action taker who is ready for a higher level of conversation and are ready to get out of the messy middle and create a lightweight, thriving business that makes a real impact in the world, then you are a bright entrepreneur and this podcast is for you. My name is Jamie Bright and I can't wait to share the wisdom and tips from my own experience and from the Bright Entrepreneur community with you. So let's dive right in. For those of you who are newer here, welcome. My main offer for the entrepreneur world is a high-level mastermind called the Brighter Together Mastermind, which has a $10,000 price point at the recording of this podcast. To get people into my business, to get new people to find out who I am, especially since I haven't done much to create an audience until I pivoted and started my new business, has been a little bit of a challenge. For the last year, I tried to figure out what exactly I wanted to do after COVID gave me painful permission to pivot, we'll put it that way, out of my previous seven-figure business in the photography world and start working with online entrepreneurs. And you can hear all about that journey in season 2 and 3 of the Bright Entrepreneur podcast. I talk a lot about what I was doing and what I was thinking about, launched a course for a while that I decided not to continue, and about October of 2020, realized that what I really wanted to do was run small group masterminds for entrepreneurs. That has been my main focus since October of 2020. I had a very tiny list. I think I had about 86 people, pulling the number out of my head, so it could be a little more or a little less at the time. And I launched a mastermind to those 86 people. And I don't remember how many I got in at first, maybe 5 or 6 right away at the beginning, and continued growing that throughout the year. My first plan was to get one going and to really test and see if I could do this in a way that provided value and that was worth the money to people. Well, been running that really well, really enjoying that, and definitely decided that I did want to scale that into multiple mastermind groups that are primarily small groups of no more than 12 people, but they still have access to each other in a larger community. So it's a little different than other large masterminds where the focus is on the large mastermind or the event itself. And in mine, the focus is actually on the small groups. That's where the majority of the masterminding happens. I realized that even though I had a course, I didn't want to be doing course launches and I didn't want to have two main things that I was focused on. I really wanted to put all of my focus on the mastermind itself because very few people are really doing masterminds super well. For a lot of people, it's kind of a high ticket thing just for their best clients and it's kind of almost an afterthought. And while masterminds are easy to run if you set them up correctly, I just love going deep with people. And I love the idea of raising up a team of leaders who can run masterminds with me and growing just the mastermind. So I didn't want to be distracted by selling a course, even though I created a Bright Future Method workshop, which is a 6 or 8 week course that was super in depth. I just decided to include it in my mastermind. So anyone who's in my mastermind gets that automatically and I'm just not selling it separate. The puzzle was, okay, now that I've done this, I've proved that it works. I know people love it. They're continuing to join here and there, even without a lot of promotion of it. How do I get intentional and really start to scale this? From all of my years of experience, I know that I needed to create an evergreen funnel that would allow me to really ramp up the scale of this. And I actually go through my whole 5-step system for scaling. And it's in a free opt-in that I just created. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. If you want to get it, you can go to howtoscaleguide.com. Just enter your email. You can get it for free. I'm not selling a course on the back end, so it's actually really good, meaty information that I know you're going to find super valuable. And so that's there, just as a side note. But I wanted to walk you through my funnel and what I've decided to do in order to grow my mastermind, because it's a little different than what I hear a lot of people doing out there, and I wanted to kind of explain it. First part of my funnel is my traffic sources. Number one, this podcast is going to be a part of my traffic sources, because as people find the podcast, they listen, hopefully they will download the opt-in and come into my world. I get it through word of mouth when people like you love what you hear and you share it with your friends and encourage them to listen as well. So thank you there. But primarily, I'm going to be focused on paid ads for now. And so once I explain the rest of the steps, you'll see why. But paid ads, the reason I'm focusing there is because it's so much faster than focusing on organic traffic or focusing on getting on other people's platforms. And you can test things really quick. The whole key to any evergreen funnel that you're ever going to create or scaling your business in a big way is learning how to take people who've never heard of you before. They don't have a recommendation from someone you know. They're totally cold traffic, and encouraging them to join your stuff. So to take them from completely cold to a $10,000 mastermind takes some intention. And if I can do it there, it's going to be so easy to do with JV partners or with other people who allow me to come on their platforms or their podcasts or whatever else. And so that's why I'm focusing there. And with paid ads, I can test a lot quicker. So I can throw a bunch of traffic through my funnel. And if something isn't working, I can change it. Everybody is going to one place, which is my 5-step system to scale your business the right way, which is a free opt-in guide. Now, originally, this wasn't the case. And in an upcoming podcast, I'm going to talk about what I did try and why I switched it out. I did try a paid mini workshop called Launch Your First Mastermind. If you have interest in launching a mastermind, you can find it at launchyourfirstmastermind.com. It's $37. It's awesome. It's a great little mini course. It'll help you launch your own mastermind. But it didn't work with cold audience as well. And I'll explain all about that later in a future podcast. So for now, I've created this free opt-in that basically outlines my process for scaling. The reason that I did this is because as I've been running my mastermind for the last almost year now, I have found that the biggest topic that we keep coming back to is how to create an effective evergreen funnel that will allow them to scale their businesses simply and honestly not have to launch unless they want to. Launches are wonderful, they're fun, they are very profitable, but they're exhausting. And I know for me personally, I have not had the capacity to launch like I used to prior to the pandemic. It really shook me in a deep way. And as I've been rebuilding, instead of doing launches, I've really put all of my focus on building evergreen so that I don't have to launch. It's a little slower growth process, but it has much larger results in the end. It's much steadier income. And eventually, once it's built and running, it's a much more sustainable system so that when I do launch, if I want to, it's all extra, which is phenomenal and fantastic. Because that's something we've been talking about a lot in my mastermind, and it's something that's really much better to do in a group of people because it's not hard, but it does take time, and a lot of people give up before they should because they don't realize that they're doing all the right things and there's just one piece off or whatever else. I talk about it more in the free guide itself. So I'll let you read that or listen to it. You can listen or read it, which is cool. And so I'll leave you to that. If you want to check that out and see what it looks like, it is howtoscaleguide.com. Go check that out. Enter your email. You can get it there. You can listen. I read it right to you, or you can read it either way. So that's where I'm sending everybody. It's meaty. It is a phenomenal first impression. And it has lots of little go deeper sections in it that encourage people to go deeper into my podcast specifically, because I have found that my podcast is one of the best ways to build trust, and that pretty much all of my mastermind members have been listening to my podcast for a long time and really feel like they know me that way. And so the more I can get people to consume my podcast and to get results through this opt-in, the better. And since I'm not selling a course on scaling at all, I can share everything in it. Like, I don't have to hold anything back. I don't have to worry about it. And so it's a super dense, it's super useful, super actionable. It's actually kind of fun. It could totally be a couple thousand dollar course, but I've just done this high level system that people can take and use and hopefully start getting results. So that's my opt-in. Like I said, howtoscaleguide.com. If you know anybody who wants it, feel free to send them that link. And inside of the How to Scale Guide, which is called 5-Step System to Scale Your Business the Right Way, is my first offer. So this is a training that I did for another membership that was never sold, that I'm selling as a companion to the free guide. They don't need it to complete the free guide, but it's really helpful if they struggle to attract the right people and to build desire for their products. So for example, if you are building your email list and you keep attracting the wrong people, they're not gonna buy your stuff, right? And if you are attracting your right people, but you aren't building desire for the things you're selling, they're never gonna buy. So this training, it's only $49. It's like 45 minutes long. It's super dense. There's no sales pitches in it at all. It's just great content, and it helps people learn how to attract the right people and build desire for their product. So that's in there. That's my first offer, and that's $49. Honestly, it's in there to help me subsidize the cost of my ads. I don't care about making money with it. Like, it's legitimately there just to pay for my ads, because if I can make enough money selling that little guide so that my ad spend is covered, that's fantastic, because it allows me to put more money towards ads and grow my audience even faster. So since paid ads are my main traffic source that I'm focusing on first, I want to be bringing in some money, just something that's an easy no-brainer sale. I mean, that training is worth way more than $49, but when you have something small like that in there, it makes it more likely for people to try. It's less risky. So that's there. It's what's allowed me in the first year of my business here. Okay, I'll brag a little just to give you the idea of how well this works. It's the exact process that I used, and it was actually done at the beginning of last year when, not the calendar year, but when I started my new business. I shared my strategy for what I was doing to attract the right people and build desire for my stuff. And over the first year, I made $1,012 for each email subscriber that I got on my list. That's insane. Most people make $1 per month per email subscriber. So that would be $12 a year. I made $1,012 for each email subscriber using the exact process that I laid out in that training. That's something that I'm selling inside of the opt-in. So that's the first thing. They don't have to buy that, but it's there if they do. And anytime somebody buys something from you, they're more likely to buy something else in the future as well. So it's just a really great way to encourage my list to become buyers and to subsidize my ad costs. Next in my offer lineup, or value ladder as some people call it, is a scaling implementation mastermind experience. So this is a one-day experience, and it's just one day, and part of the day is spent working on setting up their evergreen funnel structure, just like we talk about in the free guide that I do. So they're implementing what they learn in the free guide, and then the second half of the day is spent masterminding as a group. So not only do they get to go deeper in what they've already learned in the free opt-in and actually implement it, which is really key because action takers are buyers. So if people are taking action, they're more likely to buy from you. But it also allows them to get a taste of what a mastermind is and really experience the value firsthand without paying $10,000. So these implementation mastermind experiences, it's just $397 for the one day. And so it's a very easy way to let people try out a mastermind before they ever have to invest in a year-long one at a high dollar price tag. There's a couple reasons I'm doing this. Number one, like I said, they get to experience it firsthand. And the more somebody can picture themselves using your product and experiencing the value they get from it, the more likely they're going to know whether or not it's a good fit for them. So it helps people see if it would actually be something they need moving forward. But also, it helps me see if there's somebody I want in my mastermind. Now that sounds bad, but my main goal as somebody who's running masterminds is to make sure that I'm getting the right people in the groups, because the value of the mastermind truly comes from curating a high-level group of people who aren't just beginners. Since it's a small group, if you have somebody who comes in and really, we'll call them, if they're an energy vampire, for example, or they come in and they don't really have a lot of experience and they're just regurgitating what they've heard from all the gurus, but they haven't actually done it themselves, it can really ruin the culture of a group. And so my masterminds are invitation only. I do have an application process where people can request to join, but it truly is only by invitation. I'm very picky. Even in the last year, as I've been doing this and running a mastermind and money has been tight since my first business was totally wiped out by COVID and I've been trying to rebuild from scratch with zero audience, I've turned away people who've applied to join, even though I could have really used the money, because I know that they weren't ready for the group or they weren't a good cultural fit for it. And so when I'm doing these little mastermind experiences over one day, it also allows me to get a better sense for who's going to be a good fit for the group and who might not be. And so it kind of is a win-win on both sides, because I will get more people interested in it, but also I will get a better sense of who's going to be a good fit and who isn't. Okay, so finally, after the scaling implementation mastermind experience, which is just one day for $397, then I invite the right people who are a good fit into the Brighter Together mastermind, which is $10,000 per year, or a little bit more if people choose a payment plan. And so that's my main funnel, is to get people to download my free guide, The 5-Step System to Scale Your Business the Right Way, to buy the How to Attract the Right Clients and Build Desire for Your Products, which is a $49 training, then to join a Scaling Implementation Mastermind experience, which is a one-day experience via Zoom, where we implement and mastermind together, and then to invite the right people into the Brighter Together Mastermind, which is a much higher price tag. Now, I have also created a nurture sequence, because not everybody is going to sign up for the Scaling Implementation Mastermind experience. Not everybody's going to be ready to join the Brighter Together Mastermind right away, and they may need to get to know me better and build more trust in me as they are getting to know me, because that's a big investment. And I definitely want the people who are joining to really believe, trust, and know that I can help them grow their businesses, that I truly can help them find a community of people who can help them grow so much faster, who can inspire them, who have the experience to say, hey, you're screwing up here, or if I were you, I would do this, because when I did, I got this result, and I think you could too, and to really keep you accountable and active. And there's all sorts of benefits to a mastermind. I'm not going to go into all of them here because I've talked about them in the past. I'm going to talk about them more in the future. But that is my current funnel. That is what I'm doing in order to get people who don't know me to hopefully join my Brighter Together Mastermind. Now, I know that it's going to take some time. This podcast is a big way that I help people get to know me and trust me, which is why I share a lot of the behind the scenes of what I'm doing, because you can see what I'm doing, you can see how it's working, and it's going to give you more insight into who I am and my personality and all of that. And I just get really excited about it. So I'm happy to share it with you. I've always been one of those people who truly believes that we will grow more if we are sharing together, helping each other, that there's plenty of clients for all of us. And I've seen personally, both through banding together with other people in my industry early on, before I even knew what a mastermind was, I started a big group of other people who were working in the photography industry and teaching other photographers. And I saw the massive growth that could happen when we banded together way faster and way bigger than if I had just been doing it alone. And then when I did join a high-level mastermind, which was a lot more expensive than the ones that I run, I saw the incredible value in those as well. And so I get to share a lot of that. You can go back and listen to lots of episodes and hear a lot about that. I do debriefs and all that stuff in the past. So go dig in my archives. You'll see great information there. But I get really excited about it. That is my funnel. That's my customer journey. That's literally 90% of what I do. I mean, I do offer one-on-one coaching days for people who want to work with me to set up their funnel or really get clarity and a plan for their business. But I only have a limited number of those. And so I'm not pushing those. Those are something that I only offer when people ask me and are really wanting to work with me that way to get clarity. I did a lot more of that last year. So if you listen to some of the episodes from last year, you'll hear a little bit more about that. And I love doing clarity coaching days. But if I'm really going to scale my business to multiple mastermind groups and not just run a single group, I definitely need to be able to focus in on creating a scalable process. This is my funnel. It's my customer journey. It's why I've done what I've done. I would love to hear your thoughts on it. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Jamie Bright Adventures. If you want to have a little conversation, if you found this episode useful, you can always take a screenshot of where you're listening to it from and tag me there. When I see those, I will share them on my story, which is super fun. And if you have not yet gotten a copy of my 5-step system to scale your business the right way, where I actually walk you through how I do this and what the process is and some of the mistakes that people make and what holds them back, it's totally free. You can get it by going to howtoscaleguide.com and entering your best email address. Use one that you're actually going to check. I know you've got multiple. Don't give me your junk address. You'll get both a PDF version that you can read and skim. You can actually see my funnel drawn out in that, which is super helpful. But because I know you're a listener here on this podcast and I love audio, I've also read it out loud to you. And you can get a private podcast feed with this plus a couple of bonus episodes that allow you to go deeper into the content if you want to, just by giving me your email address. So you'll be able to listen to it on whatever podcast software you're using to listen to this specific podcast right here. And I'm not selling a course on it, so you know it's going to be actually meaty, filled with action items. It's going to help you make progress and simplify your business. If you're ready to stop hustling and start building a low-stress, simple business with a steady stream of new clients and income that actually gets you the lifestyle you want and helps you get out of the messy middle, where you don't have to launch again ever if you don't want to, check it out now. It's a free gift for my podcast listeners and email subscribers. So go get it now at howtoscaleguide.com. Remember, my friend, we are brighter together and the world needs us. So let's go out and make it brighter.